Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
There'll be a brief ad at the end of this video. Joseph sent me a note about a story in thesun.com. And, you know, homeowners associations are one of those groups that we love to talk about here on this channel. And they popped up in the news again. The headline here is, "My $270,000 home was auctioned without my consent for $19,000. And it all stemmed from a disputed $150 payment with the homeowners association." So the couple and the HOA later sat down, negotiated this, and resolved it in such a way that these people got to keep their home. But it was still an ugly situation. It took a long time to resolve. Elizabeth Ranks-Burgage wrote that. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but a homeowner had their property sold at auction without their consent over dispute for a few hundred dollars. It started on a $150 payment. It's a couple in Riverview, Florida, which is outside of Tampa. And the HOA put a lien on their property because of the alleged unpaid annual association fee. So it costs $150 a year to stay a member of the association, but you can't leave. You can check out, but you can't leave. And so you got to pay that $150. So they purchased the home in 2005, and back then it cost them $270. But the HOA said in 2013 that you guys missed a payment back in 2009, which makes you wonder why it would have taken them 4 years to figure that out. And I can tell you, I mentioned before that I was actually in a condominium at one point, and the condo board's a lot like an HOA. A lot of the parallels are more than anything. There's very few dissimilarities. So if someone didn't pay their dues, we knew it. And we would send them a note saying, "Hey, you didn't pay your dues." We wouldn't wait 4 years to do it. So that's one of the first issues here. So the payment was initially $150, but because it wasn't paid on time, and then there's late fees and a double secret probation fees, it snowballed into $3,000. $3,000. So there's a dispute going on. HOA says, "You owe us money." It started out at $150, but now it's $3,000. And the homeowner's saying, "Are you sure about that?" So the Rivercrest Community Association said the fee was not paid, but the couple had a canceled check that they claimed was proof of their attempt to pay, according to the Tampa Bay Times. The question is, what was the check for, how much, and when was it tendered? Because obviously, if late fees had been tacked on, and then you gave them a $150 check, that wouldn't take care of it. So at that point, a lien was placed on the home. Now, keep in mind that in most places, a lien can be placed on a property by a homeowner association if the homeowner fails to pay their dues, attorney fees, or fines that have been levied by the association. The house was then put up for auction to recover the $3,000 that was owed the association and was allegedly sold for $19,000. $19,000. Now, I'll have people ask this question, so I'm going to tell you that if they auction your house off at one of these auctions, if you own it free and clear, the person who bought your property would then also own it free and clear. However, if you've got a lien on the property, a bank holds a mortgage on it, then, of course, the bank will get taken care of before the second person, most likely. So if there was a mortgage on this property, the bank would step in and go, "Hey, I'm glad somebody coughed up 19 grand to buy this property, but we still have a mortgage on it." And so they would be able to stand in the way of at least that portion of it. But it might not help you get your house back. But so the woman here says, "You have a company that comes in and says, 'Let's just take your house away.' It's not right. There's no compassion. It's not morally right." Now, a judge had actually permitted this to happen. So this was done with the court's cooperation. Then the court was later asked to set the sale aside after the HOA and the family entered into negotiations and then mediation. And the parties agreed to settle their case. So they settled the case, and the settlement appears to be that one end of it is these people get to keep their house. So they're able to keep their house, but they had to pay $3,500. So they had to pay presumably the original money plus attorney fee, court costs, and like I said, some double secret probation fees. As part of the settlement, the couple also agreed that they had failed to submit their annual dues payment after they were due. So they agreed to that. Now, you'll notice they're talking about the language, they put it in quotes, and it appears that they're doing that because of the fact that they don't want an argument to break out later about why you guys settled. So it's kind of like a plea agreement. The settlement also added that they agreed that they later submitted partial payments and never submitted any payment for the penalties or court costs and attorney fees incurred by the association due to the continuing delinquency. And the parties agreed to not talk to the press about the settlement. So I'm not quite sure how the settlement became public. Somebody gave it to the press, or the press found a copy someplace. Meanwhile, the Sun, that's who I got the story from, has reached out to the HOA's attorney to see if they have comment. Similar cases have been previously reported. One homeowner was kicked out of her home by her HOA despite making her mortgage payments. And I'm not sure that's a kind of a misinterpretation here, because mortgage payments are what would get the bank to come after you. HOA will come after you for unpaid fees, dues, or if you're in violation and you get penalties assessed. So one woman said she was handed an eviction notice after a foreclosure, and she had faced some financial hardships at the time, but said she was surprised to receive the letter. I'm like, okay, I worked something out with a mortgage company, and that's who I would think would be able to foreclose. I had no idea that an HOA could foreclose on you. So the other woman in the story here got a notice of foreclosure and assumed it was with the bank and was shocked to discover it was with the HOA. And I've mentioned this before, that in most states, HOAs are not heavily regulated, and they exist since the beginning of time on a piece of property. So what usually happens where an HOA comes from is that there's a big piece of vacant land and a developer buys it. He goes, I'm going to drop in 100 homes here. I'm going to put in the roads, the sewers, the water, the electrical, all the homes, sell the homes. And what often happens is, to make it easier for there to be maintenance on the roads and the common elements, the developer will create an HOA, and each person who buys in that development is told when they buy the property, there's a thing right in their deed that says, this is in an HOA, see the bylaws to understand what you got to do. And so as the development gets developed, eventually it's done and it's filled with houses. And if the developer did this right, all the houses were sold. And all these people now belong to an HOA. And the HOA, like I said, can maintain the roads, the common elements. There might be some common elements, like maybe a park in the middle or something. And so I've had people say, but Steve, why would people do that? Well, the alternative to that would be for a developer to come in and go, we want to build 100 homes here. And let's suppose this is inside a city. They got to go to the city and go, you know, will you put a road in here for us to build homes? And the city's going to go, no, we haven't got the money for that. Put in your own road and do an HOA. Now, if you buy a piece of property that's already on a road, you can build a home there, not worry about building your own road. But quite often, big developments need their own roads and sidewalks and common areas. And so the HOAs are done to do that. And so I've talked to a lot of people in HOAs where the HOA is just this organization that oversees the common elements, collects a little bit of money, lays low, doesn't cause any troubles. I've also talked to people who said things like, I've got a privacy fence in my backyard that's 8 feet high. It was there when I bought the home. And 3 years after I bought my home, they sent me a notice that, hey, there's a shed in your backyard that violates our rules. And the shed can't be seen from the road. It can only be seen from inside the yard. It was there when we moved in. So one, how do they see it? And two, really? Like we're in violation because there's a shed on our property that was there when we moved in? And I've also heard of HOAs doing things like controlling what color the drapes are inside your house if they can be seen from the outside through the windows. So HOAs can be all over the board on these things. And I've talked to a lot of people who tell me that they actually like their HOAs. So I don't want to give you the impression that all HOAs are evil organizations. What happens, however, is there are some people who, for whatever reason, get inspired to get on an HOA because they kind of want to tell their neighbors how to live. And it happens. It happens. Next thing you know, the HOA is running rampant, going around and doing things like, hey, you've got a pot on your porch. It's got a plant in it. You can't have potted plants on your porch. What's wrong with you? Wait, you parked a car in front of your house overnight? You can't do that. Wait, you've got a car in your garage that's not plated. Well, you can't have an unregistered car on your property. I mean, and so some of the rules can seem crazy. And what also causes a problem is that the HOA, when you buy the property and you join it, they'll say, read the bylaws. And many people don't. And many people will actually say, I never saw the bylaws. I didn't know they existed. And so if you bought into a place that's got an HOA, read the bylaws. And if you didn't have a chance to do that, you should at least get a copy of them and read them. And I've had people tell me that they've read their bylaws and like, oh my gosh, if they enforced these, we'd all be in trouble. But luckily, the board's not crazy. So it can go both ways. But here, the association levied a fine against these people for not paying their association fee. It started out at $150. Then there's late fees and legal fees and whatever other fees there are. And it starts piling up. And the only way you can make that stop is to pay it. Now, I can tell you that if you don't pay it in most states, they can lien your property. They can say, this money now becomes a lien against this property. And I've had people say, well, Steve, I don't care. I'll never sell. I'll never sell. Well, in many places, they can foreclose on you to force you to pay them. And they'll take it out of your home if they have to. There probably are states where they can't do that, but that's the concern. But number two, keep in mind that because they're allowed to do that and it's written into a contract that is part of what you agreed to when you bought your house, there's not much of a defense. You can't say, I just decided I want it out. No, that's not how it works. It's not how it works. So you got to pay it to make it go away. So when these different people they interviewed said, I didn't know that anybody could foreclose on my house other than the mortgage holder. Well, the mortgage holder will be interested in what happens to your house, but just so long as they get their money. So if there's a lien on the house with a mortgage company, right, then if somebody forecloses, the mortgage company's going to go, hey, we get paid too. We get paid too. But that won't necessarily put the house back in your hands. Now here they worked out a deal, and they managed to do it where these people got their home back, and they paid the fees, and the fees wound up being $3,500 all told. And so they had to pay all that money to get this back, and they also had to sign documents admitting all kinds of things they claim they did, which they might not have, you don't know. But Joseph, thanks for sending that. Again, if you're buying property, consider whether it's in an HOA and understand what that means. And if you're in an HOA right now, make sure you've read the bylaws. And if you don't have the bylaws, get a copy. So if you contact the HOA directly and say, hey, I'm just curious, can I get a copy of the bylaws? They should do that for you. That's something they shouldn't complain about, because they want you to follow them. And if you don't have them, how can you follow them? So it's from thesun.com. Elizabeth Ranks Bergage wrote that. My $270,000 home was auctioned without my consent for $19,000. It all stemmed from a disputed $150 payment. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye. And now for my podcast-only audience, I want to mention to you, I did talk last week about the fact I'm going to run some brief ads on this channel, and here we are. This is a brief ad for this channel only. And I'm going to talk to you about a product called Rock Rooster Footwear. And it's a company, I ran ads for them on my main channel a couple years ago, and they did very, very well, the ads did, because a lot of people went and looked at the footwear, tried it out, and I got tons of feedback. No one complained about the products. The only complaint I ever got was from people who said, Steve, I'm in a country they don't ship to. I wish they did. So go check out their footwear. It's at rockroosterfootwear.com. And check out their stuff. They make hiking shoes, hiking boots, work boots, regular shoes. They make men's stuff, women's stuff, all kinds of stuff. I've got, I'm not making this up, 5 pairs of Rock Rooster footwear. I've got work boots I wear. I've got hiking boots I wear. I got regular shoes I wear. I've had these things now for years and years. They're extremely comfortable. They're high quality, and they're good-looking shoes. So go to Rock Rooster Footwear. Check out the site. And if you're inclined to buy anything, you will get 15% off. 15% off if you use the code Steve. Steve. Originally, the code was Latos Law, and I said, no one's going to spell that right. I said, can we just make it Steve? And they said, okay. Use the discount code Steve, and you will get 15% off anything you buy. And just a heads up, they sell socks. They sell socks that are the most comfortable socks I own. I wear them every single day. I'm wearing a pair right now. So I love Rock Rooster Footwear. Check their website out. And I'll put a link to them in the description below the podcast. And that if you click on that link, it'll take you straight in and it'll get you there. But either way, remember the discount code STEVE for 15% off Rock Rooster Footwear. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
Sarcasm. It's how I hug.